As horizontal or vertical shear magnitudes approach the Nyquist interval, 2D VDA's failure rate increases. Examples of where you might expect 2D VDA failures are along the leading edge of gust fronts and mesoscale convective systems, or when returns are located near the top of a front or outflow boundary. The example on this slide shows a loop of just such a case, where improperly de-aliased returns can be seen east-northeast of the radar at times. Other examples include turbulence and outflow near the radar causing errors, and PRF changes causing wedges of poorly de-aliased velocities. In this second example I just cited, the wedges only last one volume scan. Regardless of the meteorological cause, 2D VDA errors are more likely when currently used PRFs have lower Nyquist velocities, say around 40 knots. Additionally, failures occur more frequently in larger regions and in returns at far ranges from the radar, primarily due to beam spreading, than they do with smaller scale features like mesocyclones and tornadic vortex signatures, or even returns closer to the radar.